Hey, hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And you know what we have to do along this path? You have to understand this. Fear is not the final answer. You know, I spent so many years growing up sitting at my grandmother's house. I had two grandmothers who lived right around the corner from each other, one who raised me, Grandma B, and then the one who helped raise me around the corner, Grandma Banks. And I remember they used to watch The Price is Right. They used to watch the stories. Now, at Grandma B's house, they used to watch Channel 7, ABC, All My Children, General Hospital. But it was at Grandma Banks' house that I watched The Young and the Restless and Days of Our Lives. So we kind of flip-flop between the networks. You know, usually back in the day, they only stuck to one network, but we used to flip-flop over there. But I also remember watching Jeopardy. And by the time you got to an answer and you said it was your final answer, that was pretty much it. But what's happening today is people are breeding fear. People are breeding fear. People are eating fear, people are selling fear, and people are sowing fear. People are sowing fear into your life in such a way that it is keeping you in bondage, keeping you from moving, keeping you from thinking, keeping you from growing. There are people who are attached to you right now who will tell you that you can't do it, don't try it, what they're going to do. You know, and my grandmother was like that in some ways. In some ways, she gave me life, but in other areas, I just had to look at her, because if I was going somewhere and I was getting on a plane, she said, oh, don't go in that plane. If we had to go, if we were going on a cruise, oh, don't get in that boat. I don't even think she really wanted to get in the car. She just had to get where she was going faster than she, you know, could walk there. But you have to know when the people who love you are feeding you their own fear, and when what they're giving you is actually good for you. And then you have to make the choice for yourself. So fear is not the final answer. What I have been encountering really at a pace that I did not anticipate over the past couple of months, while people are trying to figure out how they're going to get to the next level. Because I want you to understand this. I don't know what's going to happen with the election, but you should not let the election dictate your success. You should not let the election dictate your prosperity. You should not let the election dictate your peace. You should not let the election dictate where you are going to end up financially over the next however many years. Because let me tell you a couple of things that you have to know. There is a plan in place to completely squash the middle class. There will be no such thing. That's what I think. I think we're very, very quickly getting to a place where you will either be very wealthy or you will be struggling at a pace and a rate beyond your wildest dreams, beyond your existence. So if you're in the middle class, there is a plan in place to get you like flattened, like a pancake. And I have to tell you that there is proof of it right now, because the tax changes that went into effect in 2018 that people just started to feel last year, because you didn't file your taxes for 2018 until 2019. Then as 2019 taxes get prepared, then they took away the ability to change your W-4 and things like that. So more and more and more and more people are finding themselves in a serious situation owing taxes, owing the IRS, having to deal with the health care changes and so on and so forth. So you need to understand that it's the complete opposite for people who have a financial education. And that usually is only the very, very massively wealthy. You see, the massively wealthy, and you must understand this, there is a reason why people are on the plane that they're on. There's a reason why people are following who they follow. There's a reason why. And you have to understand, you think it's about race. It's bigger than race. It's about the color green. Because in the current situation that we exist in, the rich are getting richer and the poor are confused. The rich are getting richer, paying less taxes. Everything that is in place in the tax code is designed to help those who have a home-based business, who are self-employed, who own businesses. Everything. Everything has expanded. Everything has gotten bigger. Everything has gotten broader. I had the opportunity last week, MC Light and I sat with T.I. We sat with T.I. for about 2.5 hours. We went in to talk on his podcast expeditiously. And what was supposed to be a 20-minute conversation turned into a 2.5-hour just, I mean, we talked about everything. And T.I. confirmed what I have been thinking and what I've been seeing. And he said he don't have any problems. Life is great for him. The tax code is great. It's wonderful. The tax code is wonderful for people who understand the money game and who are not fearful. So what's happening when you go out and you talk to your tax preparer and you tell them you want a home-based business, you want to hire your children, you want to start to put your money in the right places, they're telling you that's risky. That's risky and you're going to get an audit. Well, guess what? If you get an audit, tell the truth, have your documentation, and be ready. But do not accept fear as the final answer. We talked about those F's, but I got to talk about this one today. It is called fear, and it is not the final answer. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, and I got another F. I'm on fire. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Lynn Richardson. Are you one of the 20 in 2020? That's right. I'm going to take 20 people in the year of 2020 and help you crack the code to make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000. Visit www.lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Are you one of my 20 in 2020?
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, one dollar at a time, and one dime at a time. One of my followers said, we're going to be the Harriet Tubman of financial freedom. Let me tell you something. You know, Harriet Tubman shot people when they didn't act right, when they got on the road. And then they started turning around looking like they wanted to go back. That means you're going to get all of us killed. That's what she said. So you either got to come on or you're going to die right here. Now, we're not going to start shooting people. But the whole idea is don't get on the road to financial freedom and then get afraid and stop. What are you going to do if you stop? If you stop with the knowledge that you have, you're going to be worse off. Let me repeat. If you stop with the knowledge that you have, you're actually going to be worse off. Because it's one thing to operate in ignorance when you truly know nothing, when you don't know what to do, when you've never been told, when you don't know what the rules are, when you have never been exposed to anything, then you're kind of moving with a space that you don't really know. But once you know, the Bible says, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them, if you actually do them. So, you know, I have many, many, many colleagues who have understood what some of the rules are, but still won't follow them because you don't want to sit and take the time to get your documentation in order, to get your paperwork in order. Let me tell you something. If you want to do this thing, you're going to have to sit down. You're going to have to sit down. You're going to have to pull out spreadsheets. You're going to have to look at your numbers. You're going to have to look at what you have coming in versus what you have going out. And then you're going to have to project. What is projecting? Projecting is this. Projecting says in 3 months, we're going to need this amount of money, but we're only going to have this amount. And because we're only going to have this amount, here's what we need to do to get up to that amount. This is what companies do all the time. They strategize about where they are, where they're going, and then how they're going to get there. And you have to do the same thing. You have to start sitting down at your dining room table, in the living room, at the kitchen table, get your computer, get a printer that works. Get a printer that works. One of the most irritating things in life is to be trying to get yourself to the next level and get your finances in order and handle your business, and you have a printer that does not work. If you don't have a computer and if you don't have a printer, then go to the library. Use the printers there for free. Use the computers there for free. Get your jump drive. Make sure you have something to save your documentation on. Make sure your email account is working. Make sure you've got all of the things that you need. Put your documents either in Google Drive or in Dropbox. Get yourself organized so that you can find the things that you need to find. And once you've got yourself organized, then make it your business to get an education. Make it your business to read a book. Make it your business to watch a webinar. Make it your business to go to a training class. Make it your business to get a license. Make it your business. Get in this thing. Now, yeah, take a break. Go out to eat for business. Go out to eat and discuss business, right? And eat some good food and have a good time and go to the plays and do all of that. But take the time to get what you need, so then fear is not your final answer. All up and down, it feels like all up and down 47th Street. You know, I was born and raised in Chicago, so we look at things like 47th Street, 79th Street, 87th Street, 95th Street, Roosevelt Road, you know, North Avenue, wherever you live. All up and down the streets of the internet, all up and down the streets of Instagram, all up and down the streets of Facebook, people are spewing out fear, telling people what they can't do, telling people that you can't do this, you can't do that, this is going to be risky. If it's going to be risky, then tell the truth. That's the answer that I have for you. So what am I talking about? The very first thing that people are having a problem with, so fear is not your final answer, okay? People are having a problem with, oh, yeah, I heard you could hire your kids to work in your business, but what about the labor laws? Do you think Sandy Bakken, who was an IRS attorney, who used to train the IRS agents, has a law degree that he practiced and a CPA. Do you think he would tell millions of people to go hire your children if the federal government was going to prevent you from allowing them to work? Come on now. It's not that simple. But see, people are just like the serpent in the garden. The serpent comes and tells you something that has no value. But just because they brought it up, now you start to second guess and rethink. The federal labor laws say this, that your child under the age of 16 can work in your home-based business, in the home-based business of a parent who has a sole proprietorship. So it's a parent who has a sole proprietorship. They can work in your home-based business any day of the week for any number of hours of the day, as long as it's not agricultural work. And, of course, there are limitations on things like mining. You can't be throwing, you know, blades and knives in your job. So it cannot be dangerous. But they can do bookkeeping, they can do chores, they can do the social media, they can help you pack, they can help you set up for events. Your child can work in your home-based business, and the federal labor laws support that. So fear is not your final answer. Get the facts. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Loved ones, do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And fear is not the final answer. And I say it's not the final answer because it is an answer. Let me tell you, fear comes up. Nobody is running around without any fear ever at all. It shows up, but it's just not the final answer. Don't stop there. Don't stop at fear. When you hear something that doesn't sound like it's going to happen, you know, deal with it for what it is for that second, but then move on past it. One of the things that I know for a fact has attributed to whatever, you know, strides I've been able to make in the entertainment industry and working for some of the most iconic people on the planet and making, you know, getting these companies to the next level and helping people get in college and go to school and building this, you know, financial empire for people, you know, all over the globe, is when people tell me something isn't going to work, I just say, okay, they didn't understand what I said. When people tell me no, that for me, that means, oh, not now. When people tell me no, that means, oh, let me rephrase the statement. When people tell me no, that means I'm just not going to talk to you about it. So it's one of the things. Now, yes, there are some no's that you hear that you should listen to. Okay, don't put your hand in the fire because it's going to get burned. Now, common sense should tell you not to put your hand in the fire. Maybe you didn't know it was fire. Okay, this is real fire. But for the most part, when it comes down to getting things done, you're going to have to go behind the answer that you get. And even when you get the answer, go all the way to the source. So one of the things I want to talk to you about today is I want to take you directly to some of the IRS publications that are going to give you exactly what you need so you can read the words for yourself. And then you can get the education that you need so you can learn how to maintain and sustain running your life like a business so that you can get to the next level financially. So number one, IRS Publication 15. Everybody should have it. IRS Publication 15. One, there's a whole lot that's happening. If you're an independent contractor and you should be an employee, or if you're an employee and you should be an independent contractor, you want to make sure that you understand the difference between the two when you are hiring people and also when people are working for you. And here's the basic difference. I mean, there's a little more to it, so you want to make sure that you understand it. But the basic difference is independent contractors are hired for projects, and employees have to be at a place at a certain time for ongoing activity. So if you work at the fast food restaurant and they tell you that you have to be there Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to, you know, 6 p.m. or whatever the case may be, or maybe it's different days, then that's typically an employment situation. You are an employee and you should get paid via a paycheck, and they should take out taxes, and you should get a W-2 at the end of the year. However, if you work for someone and you just agree on this is the project that needs to be done, and then you're going to deliver that project. So if you're a consultant, you can also be an independent contractor and work on a schedule. So you may have to show up at the event to supply the food, or you may have to show up at the place to supply whatever your service is. But it's more of a independent situation where you are not emboldened to their policies and their procedures, and that you have to be there every single day for a certain amount of time. So employment is for ongoing activity, and independent consulting typically in most cases means for projects. So that's one of the things. The other thing is in the in IRS Publication 15, it talks about family employees. So let's just start here. You can hire anybody. You can hire somebody off the street. You can hire anybody who is legally authorized to work here in the United States of America. I'm just dealing with the United States and also Canada. So most of these rules apply for the United States and Canada. You can hire anyone, okay? Now, if you hire your family members and you have a home-based business and you are ever in an audit, then you just have to keep your documentation tight. What does that mean? That means keep the same documentation that you would have for any other employee. So if you hire somebody, you're going to give them a job description. You're going to tell them how much they're going to get paid. You're going to also tell them if they are eligible for bonuses or commissions or whatever it is that you are offering. You're going to tell them when they have to work, or you're going to agree on a time that you have to work. You're going to pay them a salary that is reasonable, that is commensurate with what you would have out there. So it's the same thing when you hire your family members. You need to give them a job description. You need to tell them how much they're going to get paid. In many cases, in most cases, it makes the most sense to pay your family members minimum wage, because if you have to pay taxes on that money, quarterly taxes on that money, then you're paying the least amount possible. But there's advantages to hiring your family. For example, if you have a business and your spouse stays at home, it's a great idea to hire your spouse, because then you can set up a health care reimbursement account, and then your spouse can cover you and the rest of the family, and now you can put money in an account, and now that's a business deduction. That's a deduction for your business. But all of this money in this health care reimbursement account can be used for things like braces and insurance co-pays and contact lenses and all of those things that you cannot cover in terms of medical expenses when you itemize your deductions on your 1040. So it's a smart thing to do. Just do the same thing you would always do. If you're going to hire your family members, treat them like the public. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details. Sync your life with Denise Wiggins and Lip Sync Cosmetics. Do you need extra cash? Want to start a home-based business known around the globe? Do you want to join a sisterhood that is growing by leaps and bounds? Then become a Lip Sync Cosmetic Ambassador. Visit www.lipsynccosmetics.com. That's www.lipsynkcosmetics.com, and submit your ambassador application today.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And fear is not your final answer. You just need to walk around with that for a minute and let that sit on you. And every time fear shows up, just tell fear, you are not the final answer. I'm going to go and get another answer. I'm going to go find some more information. And if you keep digging and you find more information, and then you discover that what it is you were searching for actually is not accurate or valid or whatever, then you let go. Then you figure something else out. But the truth is, trying to get to the next level is a lot like a maze. And as a matter of fact, it's probably the most frustrating maze of your life. And it is the maze of life. Because if you go this way, you're going to meet a roadblock. If you go that way, you're going to meet another roadblock. Okay, now you have an opening over here, but you thought that was over here. And when you get down there, there's another roadblock. So now you have to go back. That's what life is. Let me tell you something. If I did not master the ability to move through a life maze, I would have never never been able to leave the Moraine Valley Community College, where I was working as a director of the campus and making $30,000 a year. I would have never left there if I did not figure out how to get through the maze. The first maze was I wanted to go in the mortgage business. And then, okay, the second part of the maze was I was only going to earn commission. Well, okay, I'm only going to earn commission if I actually am successful. Well, guess what? Once I figured out that I could actually earn way more money than I was making, having a guaranteed paycheck, I said, you know what? Let me go for it. And once I went for it, I didn't have any choice except to succeed. So that's why I was doing free credit repair classes at churches. I spoke at Rock of Ages Baptist Church in Maywood. I spoke at Olive Harvey College. I went to libraries, community centers. I went to Phil Jackson's Black Star Project. I went any place anybody called, I went. That's what I did. Because I didn't have any choice. I had to succeed. I had to get out there. Then you go down this road and then that doesn't work. So now you got to figure it out. Let me tell you something. Just in the past 2 years since I started resurfacing or surfacing for the first time on television, I had to figure this whole thing out. I started going on television. Millions of people started watching. Folks started calling my name in parking lots and when I'm at the grocery store and when I'm at the mall. And I was like, whoa, I didn't want that. But I had to figure out how to navigate through this path and be successful in it. So life is going to throw you curveballs. Life is going to say to you, you can't do that. Life is going to tell you that's too risky. Life, everything that's out here, anybody who is successful will tell you it was risky. They had curveballs. People told them they couldn't do it. And most people hadn't done it. That's why everybody's telling you that you can't. So what you need to do is take a look at where you are and decide if what you have been doing has gotten you where you are. And the answer to that question is yes. Where the mind goes, the behind follows. So wherever you find your behind, your mind put it there. That's right. Wherever you find it. If you're in jail, your mind put you there. If you are in a successful position, your mind put you there. If you are going back to school, your mind put you there. If you are at home, when I was on food stamps, my mind put me there. Yep. My own mind put me on food stamps. That's where my mind did that, because I just kept going and going and going, and I did not look at the truth at all. And the truth was 1 + 1 = 2, and I was still spending, 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 thinking that one day I could just hop out of whatever it was that I was in. So what you've got to do is then change your mind if you want your behind to be someplace else. And if you're going to change your mind, you have to change the things that you are doing. And one of them is to stop listening to people who are feeding you fear, who are living in fear, and who are choosing to stay stuck. So here's a couple of questions that you want to ask yourself. And then when you go out and you're talking to the people who are going to help you be financially free, you don't want them to tell you about the most familiar case or the most normal case that they've had. Ask them about their most difficult scenario. I don't care what it is. It could be a financial professional. It could be a tax professional. It could be someone who's helping you with your credit, someone who's helping you to buy a home. Get some testimonials. Ask for referrals. Ask for your referrals. If you're getting your taxes done and everybody is getting an earned income credit because they're filing a 1040 EZ, let me tell you something. If you're filing a 1040 EZ, life is not easy because you have to have a certain amount of income and you have to have no real major deductions taking place. And if you want to get to the next level financially, you're going to have some business deductions. So I am rooting for you to learn how to run your life like a business. And I mean that in every way. And I'm not just talking about having a home-based business. I'm talking about literally running your life like a business. So when your cousins or family or friends ask you to do things that you don't have the money to do, look at it like a business. What is the business going to do? The business has to keep the doors open. So you have to keep your doors open. I'm getting communications from people who are saying that, you know, they're trying to tell their family members that they just don't have the money to help them. And the family members don't believe them. Let me tell you something. No is a complete sentence. You do not need anybody's permission. You do not need anybody's cooperation when your answer is no. It will be nice to have their cooperation, but it's not required. So I want you to get to the next level. Fear is not your final answer. Go to LynnRichardson.com, www.LynnRichardson.com. Click connect with Lynn to go to the next level, to get connected to the people on Lynn's list. Go to LynnMillionaire.com. Listen to this show, rewind it, replay it, share it with your friends, share it with your family members. Follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson, and also follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I've had a great time, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.